This is working. Yep. I just had a remark to Dr. Ang, who said that, who mentioned the escrow mechanisms, where basically when need be, someone could actually recover the key of or actually be able to reveal some information that would normally not be the case. And he mentioned that there were actually concerns about it, but I just wanted to precise that in certain cases, the escrow mechanism can only be used if there are enough people who agree that it should be used. So it wouldn't be like a unilateral decision by just one party, by just the FBI, but one could think of, for instance, having a different organization or judges or law enforcement that in these cases may actually require this escrow mechanism to be put in place. So I think it's still a viable solution. It's still a sensible solution, especially in the case, like you mentioned, between Apple and the FBI. And I don't think it should be directly discarded as a solution. And I had a question for Ms. Morsica when she mentioned that, I'm not sure I understood correctly, but I thought you mentioned that you didn't want any encryption and that there could be issues with different versions of your files. But then the second part of your presentation was about the distributed ledger technologies, which the goal is really to make sure that there's only one version of the story and that this version is completely and that there is some integrity in this data. And on the other hand, you may also still keep some anonymity, even with distributed ledger technology. So I didn't really understand how it fits with your first part of the talk, where you mentioned not wanting any security at all, in a sense, just to be able to access the data.